This month marks nearly three decades since busing began in Boston, Massachusetts. Years of racial violence followed its introduction. Has any progress been made in this Northeast city? We went to South Boston to find out, and we want to warn listeners this report contains racially inflammatory language.
I'm Philip Martin. South Boston, or Southie as the locals call it, is a predominantly Irish-American working-class neighborhood on the harbor. Today, it's dotted with expensive condos and lofts. Then, it was the center of resistance to the federal court order to desegregate Boston public schools. The idea was to bus white high school students across town to predominantly black Roxbury, and to bus black children to South Boston High. Integration has not made much progress. Teresa Hill lives in the Old Colony Housing Project, which in 1974 was all white.
It's still racist.
Why do you say that?
Because they look at you, they degrade you, they like see black people, they move their kids over to the next side. It's still racist.
37-year-old Irish-American Michael Patrick McDonald agrees. He was raised in Old Colony. For years, McDonald worked as a drug and anti-violence counselor. What he sees as the most enduring legacy of busing was that it blinded his community to other serious problems.
In reaction to busing, the neighborhood became a neighborhood that was defined by what it was against rather than what it was for. And therefore, a lot of the real issues in the neighborhood were overlooked, and the children died from the drug trade and violence and crime.
Three of his siblings would later become casualties of the drug war and mob violence in South Boston. But in 1974, McDonald, then 8 years old, was one of many whites who believed that their community was free of serious crime and those problems would only come with busing. McDonald chronicled the experience in his best-selling autobiography, All Souls.
And none of us kids knew what to expect, but I really feel in retrospect that the adults all knew what was going to happen. Of course violence was going to break out, and violence did break out.
Opposition to busing was so fierce that President Gerald Ford put the 82nd Airborne on alert. In this passage from All Souls, McDonald writes about the atmosphere of the moment, including his older brother Kevin's tiny spotlight in history.
I saw Kevin make his way out of Darius Court to throw a rock at the buses. A trooper chased him out, but Kevin was too fast. His photo did end up in the Boston Globe the next day, though, his scrawny shirtless body whipping a rock with all his might. It looked like the pictures we'd always seen of kids in war-torn countries throwing petrol bombs at some powerful enemy. But Kevin's rock hit a yellow bus with black kids in it.
It was that experience and the beating of a Haitian man who accidentally ventured into Southie, which shattered McDonald's romanticized view, as he calls it, of the anti-busing movement.
"Kill the nigger," my neighbor shouted. That was Molly's mother, running to join the commotion. A photographer flashed his camera at the man from all angles, hands reaching for an escape, baseball bats to the ribs, crying face to the pavement. I remember the man's tears clearing the paths and the blood on his face. That's how close I was to him. Kathy and Kevin brought me home and I was sick. Sick of the police, sick of busing, sick of being thrilled or scared, and sick of the hate.
McDonald says his thinking on race changed, and change has come to South Boston too. Virginia Broadway Macrina is a South Boston high school principal.
The perception is that no white kids go here, but it's just not true. If anything, we have more white kids now than we've had in 20 years.
But that has not altered fundamental realities. The high school is still racially imbalanced, this time with a majority of blacks and Latinos. And in the nearby housing projects, blacks and whites live separately within the same community. McDonald looks back on the busing years and says they were a missed opportunity.
It's sad because of the division that happened, which is a real shame when there are a lot of issues, for example, that we have in common with poor black and poor Latino neighborhoods that we could have organized with poor black and Latino neighborhoods.
Fighting crime and for education and affordable housing tops his list. So that newcomers to the neighborhood don't forget the past, McDonald is now at work on a second book about Southie and its painful legacy. For Day to Day, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.